Today's daf is daf Mem Aleph Masechet Sanhedrin. We're holding on the two dots on Mem Amud Beit. So the next thing that we had in the Mishnah was a list of questions that are asked subsequent to the Bodkirot or B'Shevach HaKirot, which are there to establish the ability to be Mazim the Edim, so we can accurately define those questions which open them up to personal attack by a pair of Edim that are coming to claim that they weren't in that place or in that time. But then we have the list of the types of questions that we ask to establish the facts of the case. And over there we get into also Bidikot, and there's some question as to what level they're supposed to have achieved of awareness of what was going on. So we ask the Makirino Temoto, meaning, and now the Bright expands on that, Makirino temoto, do you know that the victim was a Nochri? So was he Nochri Arag, or Yisrael Arag? I mean, if you don't know, then of course, how are we going to be Mechayev someone Mitah for killing someone he's not Chayev on? He Tre Tembo, did you give him Hatra'ah? Not only that, if you gave him Hatra'ah, Kibel Alav Hatra'ah? Did he actually say, I know that this is prohibited? Not only that, was he matir atzmo lemita, as we'll see, hatra'ah requires not merely that he says, I know, and indicates that he has heard and accepted the fact, but that he says, in addition to that, well, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. I want to do something that's going to be a b'chai of mimita. So he needs to be matir himself to be there, which of course means that it's almost impossible to ever be b'chai of anybody, mita. Did he commit the crime betoch kedei dibur of the hatra'ah? Or might it have been a little bit longer, in which case maybe he forgot. You know, you never can tell. I mean, he's got to be absolutely aware at the moment that he's doing it, that it was usur and that he's doing it for that purpose, you know? Let's say that's when it comes to ritzicha, these kind of questions. I mean, how about if a guy is Ovid Avodah Zarah? Do you know the name of the Avodah Zarah? Was he Avad Lepo'or? Was his Avad Lepo'or? Was it Merkulis Avad? Can you tell us what precise Avodah was that he did? Bame Avad. Was it Zibuach? So it was Shchita L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Hakrava, Kitur. Was it Nisuch? Did he pour out wine? Did he bow down to it? Omar Ula, Minayin Lahatra, Amen Hatra. How do you know that you are mechuyev to be matres someone from the Torah? Now, if we'll see later on that there's a question about whether the purpose of hatra'ah is merely to know that the person was doing something b'mezid. If that's the case, or is that he knew that he was doing his asur, so then there's indeed a shita that says that when it comes to a chaver, then you wouldn't need hatra'ah. However, there is the other shita, which is a normative shita, that even a chaver requires hatra'ah. So how would we know, says Tosis, that would be the question, how would we know that there's a chiyav of hatra'ah as a given, not simply as a logistic? And even if you hold that it's the other way around, and you do not need hatra'ah, you could still say, how do we know that you need hatra'ah min ha-Torah to the point where the person is actually going to be matir himself, that you need to the point that he knows it at that moment. In other words, it has to be betoch kedei dibur. Why would it have to be betoch kedei dibur? I mean, if we know that the person knows, he's not a chaver, but he knows. Because we told him, but now it's 30 seconds later. Nope, he doesn't. Now he's not chayev. Where do we get that from? If it's only an intellectual yidia, which perhaps that's all it is, I mean, who's to say that it's a level of awareness? How do we know that it's an actual level of awareness? Shenema, so those are the two possibilities. Shenema, v'ish asher yikach et achoto bat avivu batimo v'ra'a et ervata. Now, we don't believe that the Torah speaks unnecessarily in euphemisms to say that someone has seen her nakedness. What a kind of nonsense is that? The b'riyat al yamilta. So in other words, somebody who looks at Erevas Chayev, but if he closes his eyes, then he can sleep with her and he's putter. I mean, that's absurd. So what it must be is sheyir eh means that he knows what he is doing. Achiyar uhu ta'amo shel davar. He's got to be aware of the fact. He's got to be ro'eh. He's got to see that what I am doing is prohibited, and nonetheless I'm going to be doing it. So that means that they have to tell him. And since we don't believe that it's God who needs to be aware of this hatra'ah, he can make his own decisions. Either there will be a chiyuv karet or there won't be a chiyuv karet. Anyway, he's going to be looking into the person's heart to see the level of awareness and interaction and so on and so forth. So it can't mean im inu inyan lekaret, because, I mean, that's obviously the posik which is telling us v'nichrata nefeshahi frachoto. I mean, it can't be that we require hatra'ah to define the karet. That makes no sense. Either he is ra'u lekaret or not. So therefore, it must be tneu inyan lemalkut. This must be a requirement for a human Beit Din to determine whether this person gets Malkut or not. So from here you see, you need Hatra'ah in terms of the law for Beit Din. Tuvechis, Kiyatana. How do we know that you need to have Hatra'ah from the following? It says, V'chi yazid ish al-re'eyu la-horago be'orma. V'chi yazid, what does that mean? V'chi yazid. V'chi hezid. As opposed to shogeg, if a person with yazid is lashon atid, v'chi yazid, what does that mean? So, or it's a sense of ongoing. He continues to be amazed. What do you mean he continues to be amazed? He killed someone amazed. That's all you're trying to say. So what is this poetic, and the man here continues to act, and this must be that indeed he's continuing to act. In other words, shiit rubo. They warned him, don't do this, and he continues to do this anyway. Vadayinu mezit. You see from there that you're not chayiv on ritzicha, which would be a chayiv of saif, unless he was a chiyazit. Tevei Rabbi Yishmael Tana. Well, take a look at the strange pasuk. It says, by the mekoshesh, which is chidol shabbat, which is a chayiv of skila, Vayakrivo to hamotzimoto mekoshesh etzim. Hamotzimoto mekoshesh etzim. I mean, what you want to say is shematzu to shikishesh etzim. What do you mean hamotzim? What, they're continuing to find him being mekoshesh. So obviously it's got to be referred to what had happened. What had happened was shihitrubo vadayinu mekoshesh. That's exactly the point. They had warned him not to be mekoshesh, and even when they were motzimoto, he continues to be mekoshesh. That's the point. So here we have yet another raya, this time in terms of skila. So we've had one case so far that defines the halacha for malkot, which is achoto. Another case by ritzicha, which is sayef. A third case, which is skila. And now comes along the Devei Rabbi to tell us yet a fourth raya. Devei Rabbi Tana. Al devar asher inna et eshet reyehu. This is talking about Naram Urasa, which is yet another case of a chiyav of skila. This is al devar is al iske dibur. Otherwise, what do you mean al devar? What are we? We're talking over here legalese. It's on the fact that. It's not on the fact. It's on the dibur that was required in order to be mechayev him. And if they hadn't given him hatra'ah, then indeed he would have been chayev skila. And we need all four of these rayas. One of achoto, one of, that's for malchus, one of the case of ritzicha, one of the case of mikoshesh, which is chilul shabbos, and one of the case of naram urasa, which is yet a second chiyav skila, which is strange, and we'll point that out in a moment. Why do we need all four cases? Because let's say that the Torah would only have written the case of achoto. So, ikat rachmana achoto, hava mina chayvei malkut in, but chayvei mitot, lo? I would have said, look, if you're coming only to be b'chayev a guy malkut. So over there, it's not just a chomor thing. And maybe the Torah also insisted that he'd be fully aware. We give him easier tana'im, and without hatra'ah, we're not going to be able to chayiv him. And maybe, in fact, it's not the kind of thing that people realize is so chomor, and therefore requires hatra'ah, whatever the reason is. But certainly, there's less of a reason to be mechayiv on a thing that people are aware of and is more chomor. So maybe, when it comes to chayvei mitod lo, therefore, katavach manaki yazid, to tell me, even in the case of a rotseach, there's also a chiyuv of hatra'ah. To kill, I would have said, okay, but that's only for a chiyav of mitah, which is a low chiyav of mitah. When it comes to skila, which is very chamur, so emalo, therefore I need the third case, which tells me even for a chiyuv skila, we will potter you without hatra'a. And why do we need two examples of niskalim? The case of the na'ara ha'meurasa and the case of the chilul shabbat of the bekoshesh lomale. So according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds, as we saw before, that sreifa is chomer than skila, we need another riot to tell me that this would be true afilu b'sreifa, that you would still need hatra'a. So that's latuya nisrafim. According to the Rabbanan, milta datya b'kavachomer, no, big deal, you're right, we don't need it, so we don't need it. Torach v'katav lakra. Actually, now that you mention it, I mean, couldn't we have just said the niskalim according to us, and then it would be a kavachomer of all of the other cases? So why not just say the case of the Mekoshesh, and then we'll learn all other cases out of the Mekoshesh? Well, we could have. Hachanami. But, like you just said, Miltadadya Bekav Chomer, Tarach Vekatav Lakra. Hitirat Zvolamita Minolan, Omar Rav Evitemachis. How do we know that the guy has to say, I know that I'm Chayav Mita, and I'm doing it just to prove the point? What do you say about that? Now, where in the world do we get such a concept from? Omar Rav Evitemachis, Yomakra, Yumat Hamet. What is this bizarre? Shlaim Bidim Shoshaidim, Yumat Hamet. What do you mean, Hamet? Must be, it was already dead. We just had in Tanakh. Atacharatsta. It's your own din. So you're a mate already. It was even according to what you say you're a mate. So therefore must be Achiatirat Shimonamita. Omer of Chanan. Edei na'arahamu urasasha huzmu ein neharagin. If you find that the Edim that were claiming that a na'arahamu urasa were over there, there is that special chiyuv, that was the last case that we have, of skila. If they turn out to never even have been there, they would not be killed. Why? Because they can always say, mitok shecholin lomar, well, we had no idea that she was doing this on purpose. I mean, we only came to let her husband know that he's not allowed to keep her as his wife anymore. It was lo'osra al ba'ala banu. All we wanted to do was make her asura. Make her asura? But we just said you have to give hatra'ah. So if you were a deem, we were going to ask you, did you give hatra'ah? So if they gave hatra'ah, how can they say, we thought, you know, we just, you were there when she said, I know, and that's why I'm doing it, and so on. Well, no, it's talking about that they didn't give her hatra'ah. If they didn't give her hatra'ah, then this whole discussion is absurd. If they didn't give her hatra'ah, so then obviously she was never going to be killed. So what do you need to say? Well, we're not going to kill the Edim as Mezimim because... What do you mean because? Because this is not a capital case. That's why because she never got hatra'ah. We don't need to say because they can say. It's because there was no hatra'ah. So then why do you say over here, ilo atraba hechamiktala? So then how is she going to be killed? Why do you say the only issue is that we fought? That it was only Lozra Ba'ala. Ah, it's talking about she was an Isha Chavera. She had already graduated from Matan. So in which case, it's clear that she knows the halakha, but they didn't see her graduation certificate. So they can say, look, did we know that she was a Toenet Rabbanit, and she would know necessarily that this is Usher. Well... No, it's not called a rabbanit. It's called a rabba. What do they call rabba? I think is the new term.
But they knew enough not to give her hatra.
What's that?
They knew she's a chavera enough to.
No, they just didn't give her hatra. So they didn't give her hatra. So she's an eshet chavera. So she would have been chayevet even without hatra if you hold like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chaver Ein Tzarich Hatra'ah L'fishu Lo Nitna Hatra'ah L'Lavchin Ben Shogeg L'Meizid. So according to him, the only point of Hatra'ah is for us to know that it was done on purpose, which apparently means, according to him by definition, that you also don't need Itirat Smolomita. Because then again, if she had to say, well, I know that this is prohibited, so then they also wouldn't be able to say it. That's possible. That according to him, he disagrees in all cases about Hitirat Smolomita Sestosis, but it's also possible that what he's saying is that a Chaver is the equivalent of Hitirat Smolomita. In other words, the Yediyah is so complete that the only explanation of this is that he knows and intends to do exactly what he's doing in the face of the Edim. So therefore, she would have been chayevet. It's just that they are potter, even though they're Edim Zomimim, and you should say, kasher zamam lasot le'achi, achi, well, achoto, so that they would be. No, we're going to darshan that pasuk actually that way later. So, kasher zamam, we should say that they would be chayev, kamash malan, but since they can say that we only came to Aser her on her husband, Mamela, they're not killed. That's where we're at so far. Yes, the Gemara, hold on. It still doesn't make any sense. If she is a chaveras, you're saying she would be killed, but she can only be killed if there's witnesses. The problem is, if the witnesses can't be killed, they're not kosher witnesses. Because an edut that cannot itself turn into edim zomimim is not called edut at all. And therefore, we're running around in circles. So then she wouldn't be killed. So if she wouldn't be killed, then the reason that they're not going to be killed is not because they could say, we thought that she was only going to be asur to Baala. It's because she isn't going to be killed. Because there's no witnesses. So something is very funny about this case. It's just a tautology. Ask the Gemara, now hold on a minute. Kivan de inhu lo miktili iyecha miktila. So then she wouldn't be killed. Havala iduchi atayachola, iatayachola hazima. V'chol iduchi atayachola hazima, lo shema idut. By definition, it's not considered to be testimony at all, because there has to be vihine eid sheker ha'eid at the end of v'darashta v'chakarta. Since you'll never be able to prove that, so therefore, forget about it. This is an amazing, in other words, the Edim, it's not simply that we do to them kasher zamam, it's that they need to feel that they are in the place of the defendant, literally. So that the whole thing could turn around and be them that they're talking about. So take that away. If without that condition, they're not testimony at all. They're not witnesses. So therefore, this entire statement of Rav Hanan is absurd. There will never be a case where Edim will be potter because they can say, we only came la'asra ba'ala, by definition. There cannot exist such a case. Well, but maybe that's exactly what he's saying. Maybe what he's saying is, hachin hamika ama. In other words, he's saying, look, mitoch she'en ne'eragin, since by definition they could always say, she'echolin lomar la'asra ba'ala banu, therefore, we don't have testimony, and therefore, afiyin and ereged. Maybe that's the point that he's saying. So now, what you're saying is that we're talking about over here. She's not going to be killed because she is now an edut yatayochal azima. But the original insight that you had—that if you have an isha chaveira. So he said, according to Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yehuda, she doesn't need hatra'ah. But by definition, you just said there can't be a case where she doesn't need hatra'ah. Because anyway, there will never be witnesses in that case. So then where's the case? Isha chaveira, where you just said, the kaimel of the mikta alib the riyaz of Rabbi Yehuda, give me a case. The case that you're going to give me, if she's an isha chaveira, is always going to be running around in circles. If he could, they could taina. So then we won't be mechayev her, and then she's not going to be able to ever be chayevet because of the fact that she's an isha chaveira. Oh, well, that could be. I'll give you a case. This is her second time znut. Because she's already asura ba'ala. So they're coming to say, osura ba'ala, because she's zinta, because rav is zinta. So maybe it's talking about over here that she was mezana again. So therefore, what are they going to say? We're coming to Asura on her husband. You know that she's already Asura on her husband. V'hoyecholim lomar. Now, lo'osra al-bala sheni banu. Why can't they say that, since it says v'nitma, it says in Sota, we darshan from that pasuk, that she's bala, she's Asura on the guy. So that means if they're coming now to testify, even though they can't say, well, we only came to Asr and Asr, which is Asr, they could still say, we came in order to asr on this Baala Hasheni, on this second guy, so there's still a problem with Educh Yata Yochol Hazima, right? No, it could be talking about Shezinta Mibol Rishon. Maybe it's the same guy, second time around. Or maybe, so she's already asurat him. Or maybe it's a relative who anyway is asura on her. So inami, it could be talking about Shezinta Mikroveha. Now, is there something special about the Naram Urasa? I don't understand. Naram Urasa, I understand the Pasuk, but I don't understand this case that Rav Chanan is coming to say, Ede Naram Urasa, as if the Naram Urasa is somehow a unique case. I mean, what about Stam coming to be made against an Eshetish? No? Why do you need to talk about a Naram Urasa? You could always say, La Asra Abala, no? Maisha Naram Urasa, the Nakat. I mean, it would be exactly the same if it would be Afilu Nusu Anami. It would be exactly the same thing. I said, well, of course that's true. Ian, the point is that you might have thought that, this Rav Chanan saying is slight additional fetish. Lamaisa the Naram Urasa is not yet with her husband. So what did they say? We came to Asr and her husband. Anyway, she's only in Arusa. She's not sleeping with her husband. So you might have thought that there they can't say this. What did Rav Chanan saying? Afilu hai delo yatva tutei. She's still not married to him. Nonetheless, yicholim lomar l'asra ba'al abanu. Omer Rav Chista, if we're talking about now the details of a case, and you're saying that there's contradictions in details, let's understand what level of detail we're talking about here. Suppose one of the witnesses says it was the wife in the living room with a knife. And the other one says it was the wife in the living room, but it was with a stiletto, a chisel, or a hatchet, an axe. Now she was an axe murderer. It's about locus, exactly what an Ari Ran is. That's not called emet nachon hadavar. Now, apparently, what this means is that even the Mishnah we had, we went through a whole limud. How does the Mishnah know? Shevat hakirot. We learned out of psukim. Those things we understand are absolutes. I don't know. We looked at, when it came to the hakirot, as being not on the same level as the types of the hakirot. The bedikot we said were different. Now we're coming along the note that we learned it out from the posik nachon. I mean, it's the first time we heard that. Before we were willing to include the emet nachon in the level of the hakirot. Here we're saying, well, but it's a given that what has to be established is that we have kivun. Kivun means nachon. So the two edim are mechuvanim to oto adavar. That's what you're saying. You're not calling this nachon. But what about in a case where, says Rav Chista, where you have one of them saying, echad omer kelav shechorim, one of them says, wearing a black coat, and the other one says he's wearing them, says a different color, so then it is nachon. Es the Gemara, but the Braita says, meitve, again, nachon, means that the witnesses have to agree. She and Achon. So the first case is, yeah, Echad Omer Besait Horago, Echad Omer Ba'aririn Horago. But look what it adds. Echad Omer Kelav Shkorim, Echad Omer Kelav Levanim. In either of those two cases, Ein Zeh Nachon, whereas according to Rav Chista, a case which the disagreement is irrelevant, and it's just a side issue, is still called nachon, because we can simply ignore all of that. Who cares what color shirt he was wearing? If you've positively identified the murderer, it's irrelevant to us what he was wearing. Says Rav Chista, no, that's not talking about what he was wearing. It's talking about it was in the living room with a scarf. She choked him. So now, what color was the scarf? Ah, with a white scarf. No, it was in the living room with a black scarf. Now there we have a serious difference, which might cause you to lose the game. And therefore, it's considered to be Ein Zeh Nachon, even Aliba de Rav Chista. Okay, he says, well, what are you going to do about this case? Tashma. One says he was wearing black sandals, and one says he was wearing white sandals. He was also dressed in a skirt, but we won't discuss that. It's still not considered to be nachon. How do you explain that? Ah, it's talking about she kicked him to death. That's the point, you see, with her sandal. So Hakinami, this is like on the cover of the Agatha Christie book, the shoe with the stiletto heel. Well, that's the question. Was it a black shoe or was it a white shoe? Becomes very relevant to us. Shabbatibo b'sandalov aragot. Tashma. Ma'aseh ubadak ben zakai b'uktzei te'ina. Now, take a look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that ben zakai had been bodek with the stems of figs. I mean, surely we're not going to say he smashed the fig in his face and murdered him with the fig as a murder weapon. What are you going to do about that? Omar Rami Bar Chomo, who says it's talking about murder? It's not talking about murder. It's talking about picking figs on Shabbos. So kigon shakatz teina b'Shabbat, da la kamikto. So then that becomes the actual relevant facts of the case, and therefore we need to know. Yeah, except for one inconvenient fact, which is the Braita. The Braita says, Omrulo tachateina horago, and that's where he came along and asked, and what type of figs were on the tree? Ah, Lamar Mebakarma, you're right, but it's talking about that she spit at him right there on that teina. So she took a yichur shel teina, put it right through his belly. And then Ben Zakkai was saying, so this yichur teina, how thick was the wood that attached the fruit to it, which is part of the yichur? So now I need to know. Tama etzke tama pri, after all, when it comes to the teina. Okay. Tashma. Amar lehen teina zo uktzeha dakin uktzeha gasin. So far, so good. But what about this? Were they dark figs or were they light figs? Now again, we don't think that she took the figs and squashed them in his face. So the teinim shchorot, teinim levanot, what are you going to do about that? Ella, you're right. But it's ridiculous to ask from Ben Zakkai. Ben Zakkai has his own approach to life. Mi Ben Zakkai lo tivinish. Shiny Ben Zakkai debidikot kechakirot mashvile. Obviously, Ben Zakkai held that the bedikot and the chakirot have the same level of the responsibility of the edim to be mechuvanot, and this is his own approach. But Rav Chitz is going aliba the Tanakama, where we never see such a thing, and therefore don't ask from Ben Zakkai. So, well, who is this Ben Zakkai anyway? But not, I mean, my Ben Zakkai is surely not Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai. I mean, as we'll see later on, it's a strange way to refer to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai as Ben Zakkai. I mean, like, whether it's Ben Gurion or Ben Amram. I mean, it's a low-class way of referring to somebody. Ben David, we had all of those. Ben Yishai, that's all of the tainas that we saw in the Medrash. The David says, well, I don't have a name, I'm always Ben Yishai. Says the Gemara, first of all, couldn't be Ben Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Because Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai never sat in Sanhedrin on a capital case, historically. I prove it to you. Mi havi b'Sanhedrin. L'atanya, the Braita says, Koshin atav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, me'av esrim shana. So he lived 120 years. Arba'im shana sak b'pragmati, spent his first 40 years making money. So then he was a businessman. The next 40 years after his first midlife crisis, Arbaim Shana Lamad. He went to Kailal after making his money and sat there for 40 years. The last 40 years of his life after his second midlife crisis, he went out to be limeid, and at that point he was a dayan, and he was teaching people and so on. Now, so you'll say, okay, so fine. So he sat on a court in his last 40 years. Ah, not possible. Why? Because we know that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was active after the Churban HaBayit, as we're about to prove. And we furthermore know that 40 years before the Churban HaBayit, the Sanhedrin retired from capital cases. And therefore, if he was active after the Churban, and he was only 40 years active on the level that he would have been in Sanhedrin. He could never have been on a Sanhedrin which was Osik in a capital case. So how could we possibly have a description of a Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai sitting in the Beit Din that are talking about a murderer, and he's saying, Uktetenim? So obviously it was somebody else. Because we know that Kol Shnotav, only the last 40 years. And we know Vitanya, Arba'im Shana Kodem Churban HaBayit Galta Sanhedrin, 40 years before the Churban, the Sanhedrin left Lishkat HaGazit, V'yashvala, and went to move to Barnea's neighborhood in Chanut. And Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avodimi said, and what is the point of our knowing this? Who cares? Lomar shelo danu dine knasot. To teach us that they were no longer active in dine knas. Dine knasot? What are you talking about? Dine knasot sakadaita. Besdin doesn't have to be next to Mizbach Hashem in order for a Besdin to be done dine knasot. There is a halacha, which is kozman, that the Kohen is on the Mizbeach. Rashi learns it out from Hamakom, the Kamta Vodital Hamakom, which is very problematic in this particular case, but we won't get into it here. But in any event, we'll see later on that it's essential for the Beit Din HaGadol to be in its place in order for there to be a typical Beit Din of the Esrim Shlosha in all places, for them to be able to be Dan Dinei Mita. And therefore, it's impossible now, if we also know, Elisha Odono Dine Nefashot must mean, Vitnan, and since it also says in the Mishnah, that Mishacharav Beit HaMikdash, etc., there's lots of examples of that, right? That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would made a takana of X and Y and Z. So obviously he was very active after the Churban HaBayit. So that means that by definition, his last 40 years, we're already at a time in which there was no Dinei Nefashot. So it couldn't be Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It's got to be some other person that is coincidentally named Ben Zakkai. So it's a Ben Zakkai di Alma, which of course is reasonable. Achinami Mistavra. I mean, surely you don't think that we would have called Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Ben Zakkai. There's the Isaac Daita Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Karele Rebbe ben Zakkai at least. I mean, you want to give him his last name, but you certainly just don't call him Ben Zakkai. So what do we do about the Braita that says Beferush Vatanya Maaseh Ubarak Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai Buktei Tenim? Now how can you explain that? So obviously there actually was a case where it was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So now we have a real problem. It was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. How is he Ben Zakkai? And how did it happen historically? There's one simple explanation that explains the whole thing. Actually, this was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai before his second midlife crisis. So now he was in Kailah. And there he was in front of the Sanhedrin. They were at that time, let's say, 70 years before the Churban. He was only 50 years old. And there he was, and he sees a svara to make this guy putter. So he stands up, waves his hand, and says, I suggest that we ask this business about the Tainim and so on. The Beit Din, and he brings a raya that that's not called Nachon. It's all, oh, they say, very good. So they bring him up to the Beit Din for the day, as we saw. And they were koveya the halacha, like that. So therefore, but they're not going to call him Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. He's only a kid. He's 50 years old. I mean, he's just beginning. So therefore, to remember the event, they were koveyed as Ben Zakkai, the student's words. The Braita, which is speaking Bizman Hazeh, looking now in retrospect from our point of view, Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai in his youth suggested, look, when you live 120 years, I mean, you're nowhere at 50, you understand. So if that's the case, we'll explain both languages. From our point of view, we refer to him as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. In the Mishnah, which is Mishnah lo zaza mimakoma, and we define it al shem the maaseh shaya, it's ben Zakkai. So let's see that inside. Ela, the only explanation is that he was a talmid yoshev lifnei rabohav. See, he was still a beginner. V'yomar milta umistav lehu taimei. So he, the Dayanim, hear this, and this is very good. Vikav Uabishme, and now they gave that a permanent position that should be Bishmo. Now, The point over there is Sinsky Avi Lamad. What was his name? Well, you know what his name is. Fox! That's his name. In other words, what does the teacher always call you? He calls you by your last name. All right, Fox, what you doing? So they called him. All right, Ben Zakkai, what do you have to say? So they called him Ben Zakkai. Can tell me the Yosef is their Rabbo. But then when he graduated, Ki Avi Limeid, so that they called him Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So where the Mishnah refers to the same event referring to a Ben Zakkai, it was Hashem de Meikara. When the Braita refers to the same event, but calls him Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, it's Hashem de Hashta, from our current point of view, in which we would never say, Fox! We would say, Richie! Yeah, at least we got him moving.
Richie speaks and not Fox speaks.
That's right. Maaseh ubadak. Okay, and then we go on to talk about and ma ben chakirot, lebedikot, we said lebedikot, if one of the Adim say, I don't know, and for that matter, even if both Adim say, I don't know, we don't care if they don't know. What do you mean, even if both Adim say, I don't know? Obviously, I mean, if you're telling me that one of the Adim doesn't know, so then we don't have testimony if it's needed to be known. So it's completely irrelevant to me to have to hear from you. Or for that matter, even if both Adam don't know. Well, obviously, even if both Adam don't know, or we would need for both Adam to know. You can't have it both ways. So it's pshita by the bedikot. Pshita. That ki omar echad eni yodea edutan kayemet ki amri beit reinami edutan kayemet. If he says eni yodea on one, then obviously if both say any other, that's exactly the same. How could we split and say, well, there's certain things you don't need two witnesses. Two witnesses are for the Ritzicha, one witness is for the color of the hat. I mean, does that make sense? Om Rav Sheshes, you're right. But actually, the Mishnah is doing a very smart thing over here. This is meant to be read as two separate pieces. And this part is going up back to the Reisha. A Reisha Koy. It's going back to talk about the Chakirot. So even though right now I'm in the middle of the Bedikot, it wants to teach you something. And it's saying like this, the Rochi Komar, when it comes to the Chakirot, even if Shnayim Omrim Yadanu Ve'echad Omer Eini Yodea, that's what it's meant to say. Meaning, you've got a group of three witnesses. That's what it's talking about. So it's being Maramis to you. Okay. If one of them says Eini Yodea, but two of them says Yodea, that nonetheless Edutan Betela. So you'll say, but I have two witnesses that know all of the facts, including the fact that Fox was wearing one of his captain hats, which is a dirty gray at this time, being 35 years after he bought it. So, I've seen them on eBay, Rich.
Not like
I've seen them on eBay, except that they're 40 years old. That's the only problem. So, that would be Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. We're going to see Rabbi Akiva holds that a cut of three Edim have all of the requirements of two Edim. And he says that's the Alpishnayim Edim or Alpishloshay Edim. Why does the Torah put two and three together? If two is enough, I don't need three. To tell me that if there are three, then they have exactly the same requirements of two. So you can't simply say, okay, let's exclude one of them. These are the witnesses. Now, if one of the witnesses says about the Chakira, well, I don't know. I don't know what date it was or something like that. So then when it comes to the Chakirot, we can't simply say, okay, so we'll only take two of the witnesses. And that's what it's coming to say. Bebedikot. You could say, afilu shnayim omrim, that we don't know. So then the inverse would be that when it comes to the Chakirot, even if two would say, we do know. That's the point. So that we're actually being merames over here to a completely different halacha going back to the Tchila of the Mishnah. And that's the point, Rava says now. That doesn't make any sense, because you're using the second case in the Mishnah. I agree there's got to be a remez to the Chakirot, but it can't be a remez in the opposite direction. You can't be saying that it's there, it's possible. Because then, I mean, this is the most confusing Mishnah. You're talking to me about what is good, afilu shnayim omrim, but it's coming to tell me that there's another case where it's not good. That's not a very good way for me to remember the halacha. What I believe is that you're right in principle, but you're wrong about the diyuk. Because the words in the Mishnah, and these are the words that I'm going to remember. Shnayim omrim eni yodea edutan kayemet. That's what I remember. Edutan kayemet. Therefore, I say, look, it's got to mean like this. Alamar of Alchikam. When it comes to the chakirot over there, even with shnayim omrim yadanu, ve'achad omer eni yodea, still, and these are the words, edutan kayemet. So if anything, the Mishnah is telling me not to read it like Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, if you have two witnesses that say, so when it comes to bidikot, two witnesses could say, we don't know. It's okay. When it comes to chakirot, even if two witnesses and only two witnesses say, I do know, that's sufficient, even when there's three witnesses. And one is saying, enyo there, that's the diyuk. And then, still edutan kayemet, keman delo k'Rebbe Akiva, that's the point. So the diyuk over here is to tell me gufa directly against Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, we're going to make that same diyuk over here. Ma ben chakirot lebedikot, says the Mishnah. Chakirot, in a case where there's only two witnesses, and one of them says eini yodea, so then edutan is betela. Whereas bedikot, if he says eini yodea, edutan kayemet. And for that matter, when it comes to the case of the bidikot, even if there would be two, it would be the same. So over there, that's true about the bidikot, but by the chakirot, we could also find a similar case. Where echad omer eni yodea edutan kayemet. But of course, it would have to be where there were three. Because over there, the edut can be mitkayemet with two. And the Mishnah is coming to tell me, Shalok Rabbi Akiva, that's possible to be Mekayim Edus of three by two out of the three. And now exclude the third witness.
These three came together.
Came together. Rav Kahana and Rav Safra went to Rabba's yeshiva and were learning Sanhedrin by Rabba. Pagabahu, Rami Bar Choma. So they meet Rami Bar Choma. What is this Pagabahu? That's pretty dangerous. It means you're under attack, basically. You know. So here comes along the big brisker, and they could tell the way he was talking that there's a problem. So he says to him, so Mayam Rita Baba Sanhedrin to be Rabba. I mean, you're learning by Rabba, you must have a lot of hot stuff to say over in Sanhedrin. So what are you learning there? So they said to him, and what do they say about Sanhedrin and all yeshivas? You got a problem? You can see this happening, right? My amrinan by the Sanhedrin, great Dawson. If it wouldn't be by Rava, it would just be old-fashioned Masechet Sanhedrin. What do they say about Sanhedrin? I mean, that's a really brilliant question. So what do they say about Sanhedrin? I love those questions. You got a vort? I mean, obviously you've got a problem. So what's the problem? You tell us, Akasha, we'll be happy to address it. We're not going to sit here saying something while you're waiting to pounce on it. So my Akasha, Lecha, what's your problem? Amar Lahu, so he says, well, the truth is I do have a problem. My problem is, Mihadiktani ma ben chakirot lebedikot, chakirot echad amer eni yodea edutan betela, bedikot amar echad eni yodea. Or afil shnayim omrim einanu yodim edutan kayemet, that I do not understand. Because the fact is that in the end, and I'm sure you guys must have noticed when you talked about all those brayot, it talked about nachon, ein ze nachon, obviously basing it on the pasuk, v'ine emet nachon adavar, in which case what you're saying is that idibidi d'oraitai, the sheva chakirot, and the concept of a bedikah requiring nichonut, are all d'oraita. And yet, when it comes to one, they have to have complete agreement. It has to be, the other one, it doesn't matter if they say, we don't know. By the Chakirot, it does matter if they say, we don't know. Why is an edut not considered to be bitela now on its face when somebody says he doesn't know about the bedika if the bedika is d'oraita? Explain that to me. What? Oh boy, you're missing the main point over here. What kind of crazy comparison is that? Bechakirot, if one says eni yodea, the reason that the edutan is betela is not because of some magic need to be able to supply seven answers to seven questions that are defined by the darashta v'chakarta and the hetev and the other darashta v'chakarta. That's not the point. The point is because it becomes educhiyata yochola azima. The real issue over here is there's one point of edut. To be called edim, you need to be able to be placed in the chair of the defendant. If you have an out, any kind of out, and you can't be placed in the chair of the defendant, you're not even a witness. From the beginning, you're not called a witness. Not because the Torah says the chakirot, but because the din is that you need to be a sheker ha'ed. So therefore, it's by definition not testimony, but bidikot. If somebody says eni yodea, so what's the problem? We can still put him in the defendant's chair. So therefore, edutan, it would be kayemet. That's the point. So there we have educhiyato yocholazimimo. But bedikot echad omer, amar echad mi'em eni yodea, edutan kayemet because it's educhata yocholazimahu. Ooh, Amarlo, hey, not bad, guys. I mean, you made like, you know, there's nothing much to say by Rabba. You know, if that's what you said, that's pretty good. Hi-hachi amrituba, tuv amrituba. Then you said something good there. Amri lay, so they said, well, mitivuta damar amrina batova tuva. You know, because you're in a good mood now, so now you're saying we said something very good. Yeah, but suppose we would have responded to you in the first place. You would have killed us. So that's the way the Yad Ramah learns it. But minizihute damar lo amrina babalochada. If you would have come to attack us at something, there's no way we would have been able to be aimed against you. So We needed to wait until you're ready to ask the question before we could really talk about it. All right, so there we have Echad Omer B'Shlayim B'Chodesh V'Echad Omer B'Shlosher B'Chodesh. So we say, well, one of them didn't hear about Rosh Chodesh. How long doesn't one hear about Rosh Chodesh? I mean, like, it's the 21st of the month, and the one guy says the 21st, the one guy says the 22nd. He's, oh, I guess he never heard of Rosh Chodesh. I mean, how long does this go on for? V'kama, asks the Gemara. Ad kama, how long is that considered to be an excuse for a contradiction of the date?
We already know until
Tetzav. Well, give the Gemara a chance. Omer of Acher Bar Chanina, Omer of Asi, Omer of Yochanan, Ad Rubo Shel Chodesh. Basically, by the time most of the month has passed, people have found out. Omer Rava, I'll prove it to you, because if it wouldn't be that way, and you'd say, this can go on basically forever. I mean, who's to say a person is sensitive to the calendar? I mean, where's their calendar? Is there a calendar? You simply are ad hoc. The calendar doesn't create a Rosh Chodesh. If you didn't go to davening that day, you don't know it's Rosh Chodesh. So what's the big deal? And when are you going to find out that it's Rosh Chodesh? But I'll prove to you for the Mishnah that a person always, ultimately, will know that it's Rosh Chodesh, because we have in the Mishnah, Echad Omer B'Shlosha V'Echad Omer B'Chamisha, Edutan B'Teila. Why? Why? Why can't we say the guy missed two Rosh Chodesh? So, why can't we say Shezei Yodea B'Shnei Burim V'Zeinu Yodea B'Shnei Burim? There must be, because there comes a point in the month where the person finds out. Ela lav mishum de beruba yada. Once most of the month had gone by, we assume that he already had found out when Rosh Chodesh was. So, because otherwise, I mean, we could just as well have said that 2 months have gone by and you don't know. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. That doesn't prove anything. Li'olam emelecha berubanami lo yada. Maybe the guy never finds out in the course of the month when it's Rosh Chodesh. Maybe the whole point of the Mishnah is that, look, you have a moment that you can find out. What's that moment? They used to blow the shofar on Rosh Chodesh. So maybe he missed a Rosh Chodesh. But we do not believe it reasonable to say he missed two Rosh Chodeshes. But that has nothing to do with he must have figured out in the course of the month. It's not that he figured out anything in the course of the month. It's that, how deaf is this guy? You know, I mean, so one shofar he misses. The second shofar he also missed. Difficult to believe.
Throughout the city,
that's for sure. I mean, you could say one shofar. Maybe he didn't, but three shofar lomrin at the time. We don't think it reasonable that the guy missed this twice, that he didn't hear the tkiyah shofar. So that could be. V'yom Rav Acha bar Chanina, v'yom Rav Asi, v'yom Rav Yochanan. I mean, once you were on the topic, how long can you say the Birchas HaKodesh? Can you say Birchas HaKodesh all the way till the end of the month? Ad shetitmalei pegimata, to the point where the pegam in the moon is now filled. After that, it's not considered to be bechidusha. It has to be mechadesh chodashim. How is it bechidusha if it's already beyond the time in which it's pogum? The comma. So how long is that? That's a nice way of saying it. Omer of Yaakov, Arini, Omer of Yehuda, until the seventh of the month. Once it's the seventh of the month, it's already a full moon. Huh? You'll see. Nardoi Amri, Hachishasa. Well, no, it's till the 16th of the month. The truth is they both agree completely with Rabbi Yochanan. Tavayak Rabbi Yochanan and Svirlo. They both thought that it's Achitimale Pegimata. The question is, what is considered to be the Pegima, you see? So one man the Amra holds that Ha Lamahavye Kiyitra. One holds is that what makes the Pegima of the moon is where it's been bit into. That's pagum. So it's a crescent. So you've had part of it has been bitten up. But if you would have had a bow and arrow, so you have now a yeter. So you have a bow, and you have the string of the bow, which is the yeter, goes right down the middle. Once you've got a full bow with its yeter, that's full, because nothing is bitten up.
Full.
It's not that it's full. Why should it be full? It's complete.
It's a full half.
It's a full bow. That's the point. So at this point, there's no problem. We don't believe that the mouse has eaten any of that cheese. So everything is okay. So memela, it's considered to be mitmale pegimata. That's what the pegam is. Whereas the other mandiyama holds that it has to be halamavikinafya. It has to be a complete circle. That otherwise, anything that is not, if it's not a circle, that's a pagam. You can imagine the Kabbalistic issues that are plopping around in, among this question about the nature of malchut and what pagima is, how it relates to yeter, etc., etc. But in any event, we understand the simple meaning of the text. Look, I mean, even if you want to tell me, I mean, how can Reb Yehuda say that from Shiva on, you can't say Mechadesh Chadashim because it's not a Chiddush? But I mean, isn't it a tremendous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's Mosif us, the ore of the Levanan, it continues to be Mosif until the end of the Chodesh. So why don't we say HaTov HaMetiv, even if we can't say Mechadesh Chadashim? Omale, and I guess when it starts waning, you say Dayana Emet. I never heard anybody say Dayana Emet. So you only say Atova Metiv, where the alternative would be Dayana Emet. And you're right. The truth is that were we sensitive to the meaning of the waning of the moon, we would say Dayana Emet. But since we're not sensitive, so therefore we can't claim the sudden sensitivity. If it's not Mitoch HaKoshech, you see the or, then you don't see the or at all. So therefore, since you don't say Dayana Emet, you can't say Atova Metiv. That's the point. I'm not being sarcastic. Hey, that's a good point, says the Gemara. So indeed, why not do both? We should go out, and as the moon begins to wane, we should start going out and making a birchat halevana and its destruction. And say Dayan Emet. Dance maybe in the other direction, like some people do. Dance clockwise. So we should say Atova Metiv then afterwards, right? So say both brachas. So clearly, kivan dahainu urche loma varchina. Things that are just the way it is, you know, and that people get used to, they get used to this level of puranut. It's just nature. Once it's just nature, they're no longer sensitive to it. Apparently, death is not natural.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Which is the Ramban's point. Ramban says, indeed, why would a people say Dayan Emet on something that is Kiyurche? It's a wonderful question. Must be, says Ramban, because we sense subconsciously that death is abnormal. I mean, it's ridiculous. We're obviously not meant to die, so things are profoundly screwed up. But that doesn't mean that you don't say Dayan Emet as long as you continue to be sensitive to the way that things are so horribly screwed up. This, of course, was the issue of Yavetz's mother, right? Who calls him Yavetz, Otniel ben Knaz. So as we take for granted that childbirth should involve dangers and pain and so on and so forth. To take such a thing for granted is sick. So she didn't. I'm going to name my child Etzev. I refuse to acknowledge that. What a screw up. So that's the, because of that, we could say Atov HaMetiv on the birth. Aoveda vadazrad, miavad, liforavad, lemerkelisavad, bemeavad, bezivo, bekito, benizm, ashtagavo, omarula, minai, latra, minatorash, nemavisha, shikakatahoto, batavivo, batimovra, ervata. What is ra'a ervata supposed to mean? Otobri, iata, yamilta, laachi, yar, uhu, ta'amoshadavar. Imeno inyan le karet, which is the simple case of the pasuk, teneo inyan le malkut. Meaning, Yazid Shitrobova Dayanu Mezid. The very Rishwatana Hamuts Imoton Mikosheitzim. Clearly, he trubo Vadayanu Mikosheitzim. The very Rebitana al Devara Sherina al Esek Dibur Vatriha. Ikaz Rahmanachoto, I would say, Chayvi Malkut in, but Chayvi Mitot Lo. Katav Rahmanaki Yazid, Ikatav Rahmanavich Yazid Avamina. Hadimili Saif, the kill. Avoskila de Hamura Emalo Tricha. And why do I need Tarti Beniskalim Lamali? Well, according to Rabbi Shimon Latu in Israfim, the Rabbanan milta dati begavachometor of God of Lakra, Licht of Raghwana Beniskalim, Valeta Hanak Willigm Ramine, Okinami milta dati begavachometor of God of Lakra. He tirats Volamita Minolan, Omra Vitem of his Gamako Yumat Hamate, which must mean that he recognizes. Like Hatchila, he's already a mate. That she had to have a mita. Omrev Hanan, Eden Narahamu, Rasa, Shuzmu, Eneheragin, Vitor Shikolim Lomarlo, Sraba, Labano. But no Atruba, no Loatruba. So you Loatruba, then Yechemikta. Anisha Kavira, the Resbirvira, the tiny Resbirvira, Emer, Haver, Interi, Hatra, the Fishalodi Tarzal of him, Mencho Gagla, maybe see. But the Kiva, the Inolo Miktele, Ihi, Heche Miktela. Have you laid duchi at Tayakola Azima? Have you called duchi at Tayakola Azima? Love Shema Edu. Hachinamika Omar. Mitoch Shein Neheragin. Shecholin Lomar. Losra Balabanu. Afhi in Nereget. Have you laid duchi at Tayakola Azima? Elobi Ishaka Vira, the Kamila de Mikla, Libra Riesi Rebuto. Where's the case? Echimashka Hadla. Kishizinta, Vazravazinta. Couldn't they say lo osra al boala sheni banu? Shezinta mi bo rishon, or shezinta mi kroveo. Anyway, she's a surah. Why talk about a naramu urasa dafka? I mean, obviously, a filu nesu anami. In, the point is a filu amu urasa. Because I would say a filu haide lo yatva tute. Yucholin lomar lo osra baala banu. Omrev chista echad omer besayef harago. Vi echad omer ba ariran harago. Ain't that nachon? Echad omer kelav shechorim, vechad omer kelav levanim, then are is in a chod. Meitve nachon means she ain't nachon completely. Echadomer b'sayif haragot on Avirana harago, or echadomer kelev shkrim, echadomer kelev levanim. Ain't ze nachon. Tirgamar of Chisa, that means that the murder weapon was the sudar, referring to Shechon Kubo, Dainu Sayef Ariran. Tashma, Echadomer Sandalav Shechorim, Echadomer Sandalav Levanim. Ein Zenachon. Well, it's talking about Kagon Shabbat, Bob, Sandalov Arago. Tashma, Maaseo Badak Ben Zakai Bukzei Tenim, Amrami Barchoma. It's talking about Akats Tena, Shabbat, Aloka Mikto, Vatanya Amalo. Takatena harago. Lomarami barchama gagon shishipto bi yichur shoteina. And of course, you always use the teina for shpud, unless you were worried about kachir. Tashma amalam teina zor tsea dakins, right? Uktsea gasim. I figured we'll turn him into the carbon pesach. Teinim shecharot, teinim levanot, elo amr of Yosef ben Zakkai, lo tivinish. Shaini ben Zakkai, he holds that bedikot have the same thing as a chakirot mashvile. Who is this Ben Zakkai anyway? I mean, you know, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, mi avi b'Sanhedrin. But Tanya Koshino Tavshu, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, were only 120 years. Arbaim shana asak b'pragmatia, arbaim shana lamad, arbaim shana limed. V'tanya arbaim shana kod b'chur ben abayit, galta Sanhedrin, v'yashvala b'chanut. V'yom Rabbi Yitzbar avadimi lomar, shalodonu dinei kenasot. Dinei kenasot? What? Sorry. Shalodonu dinei nefashot. So obviously he was alive after the Korban. It's got to be there for some other Ben Zakkai. Ben Zakkai the Alma, indeed, Akinami Mistavra. Certainly, if he's talking Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, we're going to call him Ben Zakkai. At least we should call him Rabbi Ben Zakkai. But what about the bright? Tanya Maaseh Ubadak Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Buktzei Teinim. Ella, it was him. It was he. Ella Talmina Yoshev Lifne Rabo Avi. V'yoma Milta. Mistavelu Taime. And therefore they were Koveyad Aloch in his name. So Ki Have Lamad, where that was the middle 40-year period. So they called him Ben Zakkai. He was only 79. So Ki Talmina Yoshev Lifne Rabo. But Gavi Limeid, they called him Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So Kikorile Ben Zakkai in the Mishnah was Hashem to Miikara. Kikari Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai in Abraita. It's Hashem to Hashta. Maaseu Badak. And then we say, Uma Ben Chakirot Lebedikot. So Echad Omer Ani Yodea. Afil Shnaim Omri Men Ani Yodin. Well, obviously. Afil Shnaim Omri Pshita. If Ki Omer Echad Ani Yodea Edutan Kayemet, so what the heck's the difference? Even if Ki Omer Beitrei, Nami Edutan Kayemet. Omer of Shesh, now this is a remez back to the Reisha. It's saying in the Chakirot, you could have a case where even where Shnayim would say Yadanu, it would be Betela. Because Echad Omer Ani Yodea, because we're three witnesses. Kemad Rabbi Akiva, Demaki Shlosha L'Shayim, Omer over that. The words in the Mishnah are Edutan Kayemet, not Edutan Betela. And therefore it's got to be a Diak in Edutan Kayemet. El Omer Rav Akikama. Afilu bechakirot, in a case where Shnayim omrim yadano vechon omreini yodea, also edutan kayemet, which case the mission is specifically saying, command de loka Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rav Kahana, Rav Safra, Tano Sanhedrin be Rab. Bagabu Rami Barchom, Amalo numayam rito babi Sanhedrin de be Rabba. So they said, and what do they say, Sanhedrin and the other normal yeshivas, huh? What do they say? Mayam rito babi Sanhedrin great data. Well, my kashuk, if you have something to ask, ask it. Amalumi, adik tani, ma bin chakirot lebdikot chakirot echad omer ani yodei edutan betela. Bedikot amarach ad ani yodei afilu shnayim omri min al yodei tu kaniyem. And why is that? Mirte. Idi vidi dioraita, it's either from the darashta v'chakarta or it's from the emet nachon. So maishna chakirot and maishna bedikot. Omrullah, what kind of question is that? Achi ashta. But in Bedikot, it's Edut and Kayemet because it's Edut Shatayachol Azimahu. Amalo, well, that's pretty hot stuff. I mean, Yachi Amrituba, Tuva Amrituba. Amri, well, that's because of the way you're looking at it now. Mitivuti, the Maramrina, but Tuva. But if we had started the other way, we would have been done for. Mirziutit, Amar, Lamrina, Balavalachada. Echad Omer b'shnayim b'chodesh, Echad Omer b'shlosh b'chodesh, Ad kama can a person be toya? Omer b'acha b'chanin, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ad ruba shachodesh. Omer Rava, what's obvious from the Mishnah, v'nen ha-mitnina, Echad Omer b'shlosha, Echad Omer b'chamishay, Dutad b'teila, why? Neima sh'zei yodeh b'shnei burim, v'zei yodeh b'shnei burim. El alav mishum de beruba, he found out. No. The point is that there are specifics that announce Rosh Chodesh, b'shipura yada. So what do we say? B'chad shipura amrina detoy. B'trei shipura lo amrina detoy. That's all it's about. V'yom revach abachanino am revasi om revi yochanat kama mevorchina la chodesh ad shetit malei pegimata. And how long is that? Om revi yagabaridi om revi yoda ad shiva. So the truth is, they're both coming to explain Rabbi Yochanan. Tavayok Rabbi Yochanan Tzvir Elohu, and one is talking about Lamahave Kiyitra, and one is talking about Lamahave Kinapia. Omle Ravach Midiftu Ravina. So I mean, even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda Livre Chatova Meitiv, Omar Leinu Atu Kichoser. I never heard anybody be Mavarach Dayane Emet that we should be Mavarach Chatova Meitiv. Why not make both? Because Kimidainu Urche Loma Varchina.